You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 6-6-19. Already June 6th. Half of the year almost gone. Ah, boy. But they never miss a beat. Little scoundrels out there, they never miss a beat. I don't play the political game, and I certainly don't get overly excited about stupid politicians. But now that we have found the magic behind AOC, you know, showing up for pretty much how you would for a game show to get on TV, and then to be spoon-fed by the benefactors behind the scenes that come straight out of, I don't know, communist Russia? I don't know. But that's the state of affairs. And it's interesting what this little clown, this 29-year-old bartender, that supposedly has a degree in economics, isn't that striking? Decides to strike out and be, well, a socialist, communist, liberal, I'll give you anything you want. Well, everybody was upset when Obama gave away Obama phones. Remember that one? Remember the lady that got her Obama phone and she was filmed?
I got my Obama phone!
Well, this one, AOC, is unprecedented in the United States political scene. That's all I can say. John Salvatore, writing about the inimitable communist bartending, you need to really go back there. Wonder if she made any tips when she bartended. I don't know. Because if she wasn't so out of the box, so stark raving mad, but here again, she may be a person before her time. We got millennials out there. We got the stupid hippie parents that raise stupid, even dumber kids. And now we're on a third generation here, so is she a woman ahead of her time? Or is she an indicator of where the political scene is going to go in this country? And once it does, there's no retrieving it. Once the communist, socialist, liberal, give it a name. I'm tired of even referring to something that is anti-American, anti-republic, anti-constitutional. Should be enough, you would think, not for political speech purposes, folks, but Didn't we used to want to kill communists? I'm sorry. Didn't we do a Cold War with Russia? Didn't we almost go toe to toe over the Cuban Missile thing? Didn't we go to South Vietnamese land over there and try to liberate the South Vietnamese from the communist North Vietnamese? Yeah. Now we're just making terrorists and killing those. And what we're making up half of the scenarios. But be that as it may, getting back to AOC, the precious one. But here again, I caution you. Over 50% of the population are damn close to it now think that socialism ain't a bad idea. That's America, folks. 240 some odd years here, and there goes the Republic. Well, at least Rome managed to last, 1,200-1,300 years in one form or another. They ain't a bad record, I guess, for a country to exist. But we had the best. And I'm a little bit biased. I do admit I am biased. But it was about the individual freedom of the individual. That's what this whole thing was based on. It wasn't based on the good old boy club. Or the bureaucracy that would rule benevolently, you know. No, it was about the individual, and we even had a list of the guarantees of here's the government, and thou shalt not touch list, right? We had that. Now they're just ignoring it. Ignoring it. They are pretending like it didn't even exist. Okay, AOC. Sorry to keep you on hold, dear. She's... Freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said Wednesday that any plan to sufficiently address the climate crisis will need to cost at least $10 trillion. Now, I don't want to suggest anything derogatory like she might be a political whore, but Ocasio, let's put you out on the streets and let's see what you can get from the people selling whatever you got. Let's see how fast you can come up with that $10 trillion. Because there's always a dollar amount attached to it eventually. But where the dollars are going to come from and how they're going to get it, well, see, that's the problem with socialism. You know, chicken in every pot kind of deal. Yeah, except they don't tell you that they're going to be stealing the chicken out of everybody's pots. You're going to be left with broth and sucking air. She added that I think we really need to get $10 trillion to have a shot. And then she went on with more of her intelligence. She said, I know it's a ton. I don't think anybody wants to spend that amount of money. It's not a fun number to say. I'm not excited to say we need to spend $10 trillion on climate, but it's just a fact of the scenario. Okay. You know, Cassio, how about shutting your mouth? If we really have got climate change going on and it's global warming, shut up. You're your hot rhetoric here is just doing nothing but adding unnecessary heat. When it rains, it's climate change. When it snows, it's global warming. When it's too hot out, it's climate crisis. Now, Democrats are too funny. You know, if they want to be known as the party of science, they need big shots like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to know what she's talking about. AOC posted a video to Instagram likening a tornado warning to climate change. She was quickly rebuffed by the local guy up there, meteorologist.
I see, just issued a tornado watch in D.C. Oh no, there's people stuck outside. We need to get them out. This is crazy.
Yeah, we need to get them out. Now, she took to social media, and that's what you just heard. On Thursday, today, during a tornado warning in Washington, D.C., and swiftly tried to connect it to climate change, prompting one meteorologist to call her out for not knowing the difference between weather and climate. The freshman congresswoman began by sharing a video on Instagram that, again, you just heard, briefly showing the conditions outside, and people weren't being blown around, folks. You know how tornadoes are. They don't do any damage until they get there. And if they don't get there, guess what? There's no damage. Okay, we get it. Showing the conditions outside as heavy rains drenched the region and promptly a brief and rare tornado warning inside the Beltway. Now, she noted, there's people stuck outside. We need to get them out. This is crazy. Meteorologist Ryan Mao, though, argued that she was confusing climate change with weather in the capital region. And Mao tweeted out, the congresswoman at AOC does not know the difference between weather and climate. Let's try an easy analogy. Weather is what outfit you wear heading out the door. Climate is what's in your closet wardrobe. I don't know if she understood that or not, if she even read it, but here it is, folks. I mean, the weatherman tweeted out, different parts of the country deal with different climate issues. Oh, I'm sorry, this is hashtag at Green New Deal. So this ain't the weatherman. Different parts of the country deal with different climate issues. In New York City, we deal with hurricanes, blizzards, floods, heat waves. Heat waves hit us differently because a lot of or most of New York City buildings don't have central air. So are they life-threatening to the elderly, health risk, and disabled? What century are you in? Most of the buildings, New York City buildings, don't have central air? Okay. Well, that's another subject, but it's your rent control and it's all fixed. Nobody's building new nothing. I've seen these apartment buildings in New York City, folks. They're the ghastliest thing you'd ever want to see. I mean, they are staunchly ugly. And they have weird doors like you would find in warehouses. I guess they figured at one time there might be a crime problem, so we'll give you a front door that literally slides this big metal thing down as an inside latch. You know, the rest of us use those little flimsy door chains. No, not New York City. It's this piece of iron that comes crashing down to lock you in your place. Hashtag Green New Deal. Other regions deal with wildfires, tornadoes, droughts, etc. But all of these threats will be increasing in intensity as climate crisis grows and we fail to act appropriately. You know, don't you just love something that you cannot prove and the pseudoscience that goes with it and the threat? You know, when you stop and think about it, folks, in your daily doings, you're always being pumped with fear of one or another. You know, we're in a crisis here. We might have a second American civil war, only it's not going to be brother against brother. It's going to be the communist and socialist against the people that know what a republic is and want to keep it. And many men died thinking that they're giving up their life for their country. Although we have never been attacked here, okay? No country has ever successfully launched an attack on the United States because if they get past the missiles and the defense and all that, well, everybody in this country has bags and bags of ammunition and rifles and, you know, for the image that's put out there to the rest of the world is we got a bunch of guns and we just can't wait for something to move to shoot it. You know, we're the Wild Wild West here. Although in England, there's something about they just love Texans. They could take or leave Hawaii, New York, California. It doesn't matter. But you talk to people about Texas and they're enamored and they want to know more. If I ever get over to Jolly Old, I'll let you know a little bit more. Now, this is the AOC. But folks, all kidding aside here, this may be the future of politics in this country. Hey, look, in order to stop it, look who we elected. Donald John Trump. Now, unfettered and unhindered, to be fair. He could have been doing a lot more. He would have been looked more positively as being a president. But, you know, what did they try to do with this guy? Try to accuse him of just about everything and put him through 2 years of, we know you colluded with the Russians to kill Hillary's political aspirations. No, that's not exactly fair assessment. What killed Hillary's aspiration is because she's Hillary, and nobody trusts the twit. You know, there was a guy that I guess went where the Clintons lived, and he was nosing around town and asking questions, and people were shushing him and going, man, you don't go against the Clintons, they'll get you. Wow. For people that live in a neighborhood around the Clintons that will be saying below a, well, in whispers, shh, you know, don't let them hear you, they'll get you. There shouldn't be a person in this country, in politics, that you should ever be worried about. See, it used to be the politicians respected and feared you, the citizen, the voter. The person that could go get the posse and have you strung up for treason. You know, that kind of reverence for the voter, for the people. Now, there's no reverence. There's no respect. There's nothing. They're just running over the top of us like we're not. What rules? What rules? Now, I'm a little stuck here on how to try to describe politically where we're heading. And if we go past that point, it's going to be the point of no return. I don't think people are looking or even paying any attention to this. You know, you've been burned out, haven't you? Haven't you? The constant battle and constant bad news, what's the latest, greatest atrocity and affront to a constitutional republic? You know, okay, John, what are these clowns doing today? Well, it's just this series of day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, year-after-year, assault on our form of government, on our freedom, on our very lives. And people are getting kind of jaded and kind of burned out, and unless a house falls on them, okay, maybe I'll listen today, maybe I won't. Well, you better. You better listen to that little voice in your head that's been trying to tell you for quite some time, we're in a crap load of trouble if we don't reverse it, if we don't halt it now and start the reversal process. There's not going to be anything left to reverse. Once the country politically goes over the top where it's heading at light speed right now, there's no getting it back. I don't think people understand that. I don't think they've given enough thought to it. You know, in some political circles, like I just spent a few minutes laughing at AOC, but again, I'm cautioning. This may be the picture and the future of politics in America. And I'm dead serious about this. Once that change takes place, there's no retrieving it. There's no getting it back. It's gone. Because what will be in place will be the people that are going to be determined to keep you in your place. And that's something to consider. That's something to really think about, because it is a real possibility. It's a laying that away. People are being deplatformed. You know, oh gosh, it's just, you know, just we just need to calm down and not be so hateful. And no. What you're doing is shutting down the free speech that's sounding the alarm. That muted sound that you hear is not a towel stuffed in the fire alarm bell. That's somebody that shut off the alarm bell.
What goes up must come down.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Next hour, I'll get around to how many people were shooting each other in Chicago. You know what was really bizarre? Rahm Emanuel left Washington, D.C. to be the mayor of Chicago. Now, when they'd get the good old boys in office like the Dailies, you know, it would go for years and years and years. This guy blew into town. What did he serve? One term, two term mayor? You didn't hear much out of him at all. Never hit the news. And now we've got people that can turn in fake terrorism accounts and nothing happens to him, and gangs can go around Chicago shooting each other. And hey, not a big deal. Anyway, let me squeeze this in before the bottom of the hour. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida recently signed a bill which added anti-Semitism to the list of outlawed forms of discrimination in Florida.
Well, I can think of one solution to that. Just throw all the Jews out of Florida. No, it's just making a bad joke. Equating it with other forms of radical discrimination. And this is reported by the Tallahassee Democrat. The major problem many have with this bill is that the definition of anti-Semitism under this law includes everything from saying Jews control the media, Jews are more loyal to Israel and America, to many other questionable statements that are protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Oh, and it never, by the way, the Constitution never precluded you from telling the truth. It also is now illegal to question the number of Jews who died in the Holocaust. No other genocide has this protection in the world. Why does it need protection? Because it was a damn lie. That's why. And they know it. Even though Christians are the most persecuted group of people throughout the world, for some reason DeSantis thought that signing a law that goes directly against the First Amendment in the United States would be a good idea. DeSantis even signed the bill while visiting Israel and then again in Florida upon returning from his trip. And by the way, he was wearing his little yarmulke at the Wailing Wall. Yeah, good photo op there, Gov. Following the signing of the bill, many Christians have posed several important questions about this new law, namely that there are no laws against openly blaspheming Christianity or Jesus. There's also no laws against accusing all Catholics of being pedophiles, and no broad words with blanketed definitions like anti-Semitism that protects Christians from the criticism they receive on a constant basis. Which, by the way, folks, if you've been watching TV, you can say GD, you can blaspheme all you want against God or Jesus, and hey, no foul, no harm. Say anything about a Jew, oh, your head's coming off. It is also not yet a hate crime to fly a gay pride flag outside a Chick-fil-A. But what can you expect when Christians don't have the powerful lobby to push for laws like the Jews do with AIPAC? Many Christians are wondering if AIPAC money is behind this new law signed by DeSantis. Duh, you think? Currently, 26 states in America have their own versions of anti-Semitism bills, and all of them go directly against the First Amendment. Now, most of these laws prevented private businesses from boycotting the state of Israel, even though America was built on boycotts, but hey, who actually cares about facts? Now, outside of all of this, actors in Hollywood, including Jewish actors, have openly admitted that Jews are vastly overrepresented in Hollywood, from Adam Sandler to Nick Kroll and Marlon Brando. They all openly admit that Jews do, in fact, control Hollywood and the media. DeSantis' broad definition of anti-Semitism even includes saying that some Jews are more loyal to the state of Israel than the country that they reside in. The facts? Well, nothing to see here. Don't let the facts ever get in the way of anything, any discussion. Well, that is the exact definition of Zionism according to Theodor Herzl, the founder of Zionism. You heard me yesterday play the Rabbi David Yisrael Weiss piece, clearly telling people what Zionism is, and it ain't Judaism. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, Herzl says that it's useless for a Jew to be loyal to the country that they reside in because Jews are one people and their loyalty should remain with Israel. Well, I got a good idea. If you're so loyal to it, go to Israel. I ain't got no problem with that. Won't hold you up. Now, this was explained to the State Department some time ago, and it seems like DeSantis didn't get the message. And even if we just scratch the surface of the names on top of the companies that own major media conglomerates, we find DeSantis has also outlawed the truth, like it or not. Here's just a few of the names of the top media people that own. Oh, we're coming up on break here. Oh, well, let's save this after the bottom of the hour break. And folks, like I've always said, and I'll be giving you names and examples and real facts. You know, we don't let the real facts get in the way of any programming on this network because it's the whole point of it. Sorry. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, here's just a few of the names of the Zionists at the top in the media. Time magazine owner, Mark Benioff. Benioff was raised in a Jewish family. The editor-in-chief is Edward Felsenthal. Now, Felsenthal was born in a Jewish family in Memphis, Tennessee. The deputy editor, Eben Shapiro. Assistant managing editor, Ben Goldberger. Kind of loaded at the top there, aren't you? International affairs columnist, Walter Isaacson. His father was kindly Jewish, and that's according to Wikipedia. Editor-at-large, Jeffrey Kluger. And Kluger was quoted as saying, I was born Jewish and raised Jewish. New York Daily News, Mortimer Zuckerman, owner of the New York Daily News, U.S. News and World Report, and chair of the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish American Organizations, one of the largest pro-Israel lobbying groups. Thanks, Mortimer. CBS, Leslie Moonves, president of CBS Television, great-nephew of David Ben-Gurion. Can't get much higher up on the food chain than that, now can you? And co-chair with Norman Ornstein, an advisory committee on public interest obligation of digital TV producers appointed by Clinton. AOL, Time Warner, Jonathan Miller, chair and CEO of AOL division of AOL Time Warner. And yes, he is Jewish.
NBC News, Neil Shapiro, President, NBC News. NBC News, Jeff Gaspin, Executive Vice President, Programming for NBC. ABC News, Dave Weston, President of ABC News. Ted Koppel, host of ABC's Nightline. Viacom, Sumner Redstone, CEO of Viacom, world's biggest media giant. Owns Viacom Cable, CBS, and MTVs all over the world, Blockbuster Video Rentals, and Black Entertainment TV. Well, Blockbuster, you know, is gone. And remember me saying to you, there is nothing that you're going to physically own anymore. Unless you want to buy it outright, there's no rentals. You can't physically possess it, can't copy it, can't do any of that stuff. Not that I'm saying copy copyrighted material. You know, that's not a victimless crime. You see it at the beginning of every movie on CD. Walt Disney, Michael Eisner, major owner of Walt Disney, Capital Cities, ABC, CBS, Mel Karmazin, president of CBS, Don Hewitt, executive director, 60 Minutes, CBS, Jeff Fager, executive director, 60 Minutes, CBS, David Poltrack, executive vice president, research and planning, CBS. Fox Entertainment, well, Sandy Grischow, chair, Fox Entertainment. Gail Berman, president of Fox Entertainment. ABC Entertainment, Lloyd Braun, chair, ABC Entertainment. Warner Brothers, Barry Meyer, chair, Warner Brothers. Warren Lieberford, president of Warner Brothers Home Video Division of AOL, Time Warner. Jordan Levin, president of Warner Brothers Entertainment. Paramount. Sherry Lansing, president of Paramount Communications and chairman of Paramount Pictures Motion Picture Group. Miramax, Harvey Weinstein. Well, you know, Harvey took a hard dive there. You haven't heard much from Harvey, but he's still there. Turner, Brad Siegel, president, Turner Entertainment. Fox TV, Peter Chernin, second in command at Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, owner of Fox TV. And let me remind you that Rupert Murdoch stepped down, and his sons are running it, and they're flaming liberals. So there you go. New Republic, Marty Peretz, owner and publisher of the New Republic, which openly identifies itself as pro-Israel. Al Gore credits Marty with being his mentor. I have no doubt. New York Times, Arthur O. Sulzberger, Jr., publisher of the New York Times, Boston Globe, and other publications. William Safire, syndicated columnist for the New York Times. Tom Friedman, syndicated columnist for the New York Times. Kenneth Pollack, for CIA analyst, director of Sabin Center for Middle East Policy, writes op-eds in the New York Times and the New Yorker. NBC Entertainment, Jeffrey Zucker, president of NBC Entertainment. Washington Post, WAPO. Charles Krautheimer, syndicated columnist for the Washington Post, honored by HonestReporting.com, website monitoring anti-Israel media. Well, Krautheimer is now dead. Richard Cohen, syndicated columnist for the Washington Post. Donald Graham, chair and CEO of Newsweek and Washington Post. Son of Catherine Graham Meyer, former owner of the Washington Post. Yahoo! Terry Semel, CEO, Yahoo, former chair of Warner Brothers. DreamWorks. Steve Spielberg, co-owner of DreamWorks. Jeffrey Katzenberger, co-owner of DreamWorks. David Geffen, co-owner of DreamWorks. Boston Globe. Jeff Jacoby, syndicated columnist for the Boston Globe. USA Today. Norman Ornstein, American Enterprise Institute, regular columnist for USA Today. News analyst for CBS and co-chair with Leslie Moonves of the Advisory Committee on Public Interest Obligation of Digital TV Producers, appointed by Clinton. Runners-up, Stephen Emerson, every media outlet's first choice as an expert on domestic terrorism. David Schneiderman, owner of the Village Voice and the New York Times network of alternative weeklies. Dennis Leibowitz, head of the Act Two Partners, a media hedge fund. Barry Diller, chair of the USA Interactive, former owner of Universal Entertainment. Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch. Richard Liebner runs the NS Bernstock Talent Agency, which represents 600 news personalities, such as Diane Sawyer and Bill O'Reilly. Mark Golan, VP, creative director, AOL. Jack Myers, NBC, chief, New York Times. Max Muchnick, co-producer of NBC's Good Morning Miami, David Cohen. I'm going to stop here, and there's Wolf Blitzer thrown in here, and Larry King, and Andrea Koppel, and Paula Zahn, and Mike Wallace. Yeah, no, Wallace doesn't sound Jewish, but he's Jewish. Barbara Walters, Michael Lydon, Bruce Nussbaum. Boy, it's hard to put this list down when you start getting Michael Medved. He's only on 125, 130 stations in the country. And I could go on, but I'm going to stop here. Now, the Arabs, folks, don't get alarmed because the Arabs own Hollywood. Right? All right. Now, I need to see the complete and current list of the who's who. You know, people talk about Silicon Valley and their pledge to scrub the internet of anything resembling conservative, whatever that term means anymore. The politicians killed that one. We used to think of a conservative, he's anything but that. Well, now a conservative claims to just be fiscally conservative. Boy, did you miss the boat by a country mile on that one. So I need to get the latest list and go down through the most influential of the publications and media. Folks, when was the last time you saw a good movie with a good solid message? Yeah. I rest my case. I was not here Tuesday. I had my friend from American Free Press, Mark Anderson, fill in, and I'm glad that he did. By the way, did you go back there and listen to the show that I suggested? An update on how the Bilderbergs and the CFR and all the good old boys there are all getting together, and well, they're meeting more and more often because it seems like they're a little bit behind. They've got to come up with a different game plan to totally smash us here in this country. But Tuesday, I usually have Jeff Bennett on, but it's Thursday, and I got Jeff here today.
Yes, you do.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. You're not down on Tutty Tudge Street, are you?
No. But I have to ask you a question based on your previous comments about the Bilderbergers and the rest of those guys. Is it common for you to have a mosquito infestation down there at this time of the year?
Now, Jeff is referring to why I was off for a few days with a swollen face. Now, I don't know what it was, Jeff. I've had some real strange maladies in the last year, and if I was one of these tinfoil hat wearing the paranoid people, I would say they're trying to kill me. This one, I talked to Steve Elkins about this, and he said, you know, I've read about this. He says, it sounds to me like those are mosquito bites, but these are the genetically modified ones from the government. These are the ones that they breed and release that are sterile, so they go out there and mate and nothing happens. Okay. But it's kind of bizarre. I thought I had a bot fly or something bite me because it had a deep core to it. I scratched off the scab. And there was a big hole there, and I'm waiting for something to crawl out of it or something. But it was weird. It was accompanied by, I mean, just absolutely. I don't know if you've ever had headaches, Jeff, where the pain hits you in the head and it makes you freeze.
I've never had that kind. Okay. But I had a different kind of headache earlier this year, maybe late last year.
Yeah.
I was sitting there working at the computer, and all of a sudden, my right eye went wacko, and I can still to this day see the exact vision that I saw.
Mm.
The shape of a stop sign, a lot of black and white things going on, and
wow.
I had to go to I went into emergency.
You sure your wife didn't throw something at you?
Nah, she was working that day.
Oh, okay. Right.
And no, I went to I went into emergency, who sent me next door to an eye specialist who no longer took my insurance card, which I was glad because the guy did a year and a half ago, they did eye inspection on me for a new prescription, and they sucked anyway. So I had to go somewhere else. In fact, I called the guy to let him know I was coming in. He says, no, you need to go see a retina specialist. Mm. And I wound up having to go into this other place. And in effect, what they told me is that I had a migraine headache. But this is a migraine that transmits into the eye rather than the head. That was spooky.
Well,
real spooky.
The type of pain that I'm talking about, and everybody's experienced it, it's the sharp pain that makes you cringe and wince, but more importantly, freeze. That's your body's way of telling you there's something really wrong. Don't make another move because you might bend something that you can't put back in place, or you might pull it out or do something.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was accompanied by that kind of pain, and I was on... After talking to Elkins about this, I was on Benadryl and all kinds of salves. Sure. And stuff to, and it was the most bizarre thing. But at any rate, you know, when you tell people stuff like this, they go, "Yeah, right. You just wanted a day off." No, folks, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't.
Oh boy.
Anyhow, so hey, I did not pay attention to the markets. I know we took a major dump last week. What are we doing?
Well, it actually has bounced back. I actually talked about this a little bit earlier today. We are actually up over the last probably 9 days or less. We're up over $50 an ounce on gold. When we first went on the air and made our silver offer, let me pull this up real quickly. Spot silver and spot, let's see if I had spot gold. I may not have had that in here. Spot silver at that time, come on, you pokey computer, was $14.39. Now silver's not moving that much, but right now it's at $14.85. So I'd say it's not in a downward mode. Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Gold is also up about $50. So markets are moving, and as I mentioned today and Tuesday, highly unusual for that to happen in June. Typically, the markets reach a peak in May.
Right.
They drop until after the summer is over, et cetera, et cetera. And then maybe we'll get a little bit of activity. So it's been quite interesting. There's some unusual things going on. You know, everybody's trying to say, oh, it's Trump's fault. You know, the whole business with the China, the tariffs, the this and that. Excuse me, folks. We have been tariffed to death in this country by the loss of jobs because we've exported everything. But nobody wants to talk about that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, and the socialist like AOC, doesn't she realize that she shouldn't be banging on somebody like Trump? Trying to get more people to work because they need to tax more people, more taxable income, so they can pay for their insane programs.
Yeah,
and this is supposedly a woman that took economics in college. Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah, economics in what? Being a bartender, a hot dog sales, chicky poo.
You know, there's got to be something redeeming about this woman, but I don't know her personally, so I can't tell you what it is.
I've yet to see it. I mean, you know, personally, she's not a bad-looking woman, but it's I'm not concerned about the outside. It's the ugliness on the inside of this chick that's nasty. But you know, we're facing so much of this in politics. Look at the Congress in general. There's so much hate. Ever since they allowed the Quran in there and the little hijabis or whatever it is they wear on their heads, but you know what? That's not just the total excuse. It's everything, ugliness, filth, vile, foul stuff. And you know, you and I have been on the air for a quarter of a century or better.
Yeah.
And 25 years ago, John, we could not have, and there's no way we could have anticipated what we're seeing today. We thought we'd reach a lot of people and wake them up and make a difference. Well, an awful lot of people are woken up, but you know what the problem is? They're scared to death to do anything about it, and they just sit home and hide. And sorry, that's reality, people.
Well, and 25 years ago, what were we talking about? You know, they're coming for the guns. They've always wanted to take the guns. We were talking about various egregious acts against, you know, rights or the Constitution. But nothing... how should I say, nothing really earth-shattering a quarter century ago. Now it's like you're a stranger in a strange land. You're in a different country. You're looking around. You don't understand the culture anymore. You don't understand the politics. You don't understand anything. You're standing in your own country, and you're looking around going, this is my country?
I know. Well, let's face it. There were some things that kicked it all off. Let's be honest.
Sure.
We had the Weaver situation. We had Waco, and then we had Oklahoma City. And notice I don't make reference to one Mr. McVeigh, because I'm sorry. A yellow truck full of chicken poop does not cause that kind of damage. You know it, and I know it.
Right.
So
well, and
there was,
you know,
lots of chicken. You know what about the whole thing?
You know what was really strange about that one, Jeff? There was a pilot. He had a single-engine plane. And he was flying around Oklahoma City, and just outside the city, about 7-8 miles outside the city, actually came across a government, temporary government encampment, mm-hmm. with a chain link fence with the blue plastic on it. And guess what was inside? Rider, yeah. Yellow Rider trucks,
yep.
And for a horizontal fertilizer dryer. Now, that, I'm sure that was just an accident.
Oh, you know? Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Timmy, I got a job for you. We'll pay you a couple $100 to drive this down to the Bureau building. They're going to be loading some stuff up.
And just to make sure you get caught, drive at 100 miles an hour, no plates on a car. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, what was it, a Ford Fairlane or something like that?
It was some rolling piece of churning urn and burning funk that he was driving, but the cop pulled him over, not because anybody knew who Timmy McVeigh was. He just pulled him over because they had some idiot speeding down the road with no plates on. So,
yeah, well, yeah. And they put him to death, and, you know, that's to shut him up. So, I've still got Ben Parton's report in my files.
Wow.
And there's no way that Ryder truck could have caused that damage. You know, I still look at photographs of that thing. I've got some stuff here, but that's beside the whole point. We never could have envisioned this kind of stuff. And yet, guess what? The warnings were there.
Yeah.
Oh, Lon Horiuchi, how I'd love to have dinner with you over a barbecue, except you'd be on the spit, you pig. And
yeah. And what were the immortal words of Lon Horiuchi? Hone to kill. He was videoed in the back of an SUV down at Waco before he took part in murdering the Davidians. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hone to kill. And that's the guy. Wasn't that the guy that shot Vicky Weaver's baby? Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Same guy. Yeah.
And so here we sit. So, you know, we still play the economic game here. And, you know, I have been absolutely shocked at some of the headlines. We're finding more and more intelligent writers coming together with some very interesting approaches. I'll just quickly some of the headlines because we only got so much time. Some of the headlines that I posted today, and this one ticked me off. The Securities Exchange Commission yesterday or the day before, they stuck it to the public once again. They have decided to take care of the nation's stockbrokers. They were supposed to enforce the stockbrokers putting their clients' interest ahead of their own, and the SEC voted against that yesterday. So you see what's going on with Wall Street. They're out to take care of themselves and screw those who they suck into their marvelous investments. One of the headlines, season for gold. Another one, historic time for gold. That's kind of an interesting one because it's less of an article than it is 24 different reasons that the author wrote about, with links to various different articles backing up all of his positions. Another article, sorry, permabulls, it's not different this time. And he's asking the question, got gold? Very lengthy article. All the way at the end, it's kind of like, if you got gold, because you're going to need it. Here's, I've just given you all the reasons for it. What's this one? Fed policy. Of course, you know, they're starting to play the game now. The interest rates are starting to drop. And QE is on its way once again. Last time we had QE, we had gold go to $1,900 an ounce. We had silver go to $50 an ounce. You know, it's time to wake up.
Well, they're seriously going to reinstitute the quantitative easing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, for you people out there, the ones that like to think they're the sharks in the pool out there, if silver goes to $50 and it's 14 and some change right now, you can what? You can triple your money and, well, this time around, though, Jeff? The first one was a whack at the nation's economies by the bankers. I call it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. And that didn't quite kill everything. And then they fired up the printing presses and started printing all this money, never coming anywhere close to the $1.4 quadrillion that they ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody went to jail and, you know, let's sweep this major
It's amazing to me. This was a major takedown, the biggest ripoff ever witnessed. And nobody was even questioned. Nobody even went to court. Nobody went to jail. Isn't that amazing?
No, and this kind of stuff still goes on. It angers me because it's just dumb and stupid.
Oh,
people have forgotten the lesson so quickly. You know, you talk about buying and maybe tripling your money, et cetera. And it's interesting you say that because one of the things I stated on the air this morning was, you take a percentage of your money, we get together, we find the proper mix of gold and silver for our respective clients. However, when push comes to shove and the time comes and the market explodes, sell a portion of it off and mm-hmm. take the profits. Mm-hmm. Keep the rest of it because it's your long-term security. That's the reason I buy it. I've never bought it for profit purposes. I bought it for security.
And this time around, Jeff, it's a different equation here because, we had debt before. Now we really have a lot of debt and no way to pay it back with the current money system and the economics the way they are. Mm-hmm. No way on God's green earth. So this time around, and Jeff, that's listen to the man. Listen to what he's saying, folks. If you get an itch to sell it to make a profit, only sell a portion of it because this is the beginning of the coaster ride. This time around, choked in debt, markets go down again, then you may be looking at a stock market crash that's been overvaluated. I can't even explain how bloated that little carnival is on Wall Street. The Dow should be 8, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9,000, but it's bouncing around 25. It'll take a 500-point hit. The one good thing I saw about this is oil went down to 52 a barrel. I looked a couple days later at the gas pumps. Oh, okay. We got a little break there. It's now 2.25 for a gallon of gasoline. You know, so they're temporary reprieves, but...
Oh, you've got it down to 2.25? I think we just dropped to 3.14 here this week.
Oh, well, goody
so
for you.
It's just so ridiculous. And my granddaughter wants to go to California soon, you know, for a few days.
What for?
What am I going to fork out for? Something a gallon
what,
over there?
What the hell do you want to go to California for?
We actually have relatives over there.
Well, ship them in. They have planes. Bring them into.
Well, yeah. My Uncle Jim, he knows how to do that stuff. You know, my dad's brother and there was other stuff. But it's just time to get the heck out. How can they stay in that insanity?
It's absolutely. I'll tell you, Sheriff Cookie, and this was an indicator to me with Steve Elkins, the way he timed this to get the hell out of California, they loved the place. They had vineyards, which you don't plant vineyards and next year they're producing. That's long term. They liked their house. They had their vineyards going. They loved the climate. They loved everything. But Steve took a good look around and he said, honey, it's time to pull up stakes and move on out to Florida, which he did. Yep. He considered Texas, but he likes to go down there and swap mosquitoes and get chased around by alligators for some reason. I don't know.
Mm.
But, he saw it coming, and he said, it's time to go. Tell you what, we got top of the hour break here. Bring back Jeff here. We kind of got off on other subjects like bot fly holes and headaches. And no, that's okay. Hey,
I'll stay.
I don't get a chance to talk to you that often. It's generally just once a week. So happy to do it. Hang on one second, folks. We'll take top of the hour break. Jeff Bennett is with me, and I am your host, John Statmiller, and this is the National Intel Report. I've been doing this for a little while. I don't know, quarter century or better, something like that. But who's counting, right? We're not getting any older, are we, Jeff? We'll be back.
We must take America back. We must take America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.